Everybody, welcome back to Filmmaking Ain't for Pussies. And you can say that twice. All right, so this is going to be a hit and run episode, but it's a very important episode. I'm going to call this the CYA episode. And y'all know what CYA is, cover your ass. Okay, if you remember in pre-production, we talked about contracts. Yeah, I can hear y'all right now. Whoa, Dave, whoa. What the hell? This is season three. This is production. And you're talking about contracts? Contracts? Stick with me. There's a method to my madness. You have to have a contract for every crew member, and you have to have a contract for all the cast members. And basically what the contract is you know, how much you're paying them, if you're paying them at all. Listen up now. Even if you have volunteers, even if you have people working on your movie and you're not paying them a cent, that has to go in the contract. You have to put that in the contract because what happens if your little movie turns into a blockbuster and suddenly you're rolling in the cash? Brinks trucks are backing up to your front door. Are you kidding me? Everybody who worked on your movie for free, they're going to join together, get a lawyer, and say, hey, Dave said we get a percentage of the profits. That's right. So, you know, this whole contract thing is CYA. Exclamation point. Even if they're working for free, put that in the contract. Joe Blow is working on the hike for no pay. He is volunteering his services, period. Then once he signs the contract, Joe Blow cannot come after you for anything because there's a paper trail. Paper trails are amazing. The important thing about these contracts is you as the filmmaker have permission. Have a right to use their likeness, their names, whatever you want to use about the person working on your project. You can use in publicity or whatever you want to put out there for public consumption. And you won't be held liable by them. They won't come back at you and say, hey, I don't want my image out on the internet, or I don't want my name in a podcast, blah, 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 whatever. Now, it's very simple. All you have to do is go online and just Google search film actor contract or film crew contract, and you will find a ton of templates. They will just be fill in the blanks. The name will be blank. The dates will be blank. The pay will be blank. But the language in there will say you can use my name, my likeness, in perpetuity for whatever you need as far as promotion, distribution, exhibition, whatever. Actually, you make two copies of the contract. One copy for the crew member or the cast member, and then your copy. And of course, the only copy that they need to sign and date is your copy. But be sure you give them a copy of the contract for their records. We talked about this in pre-production. Now I'm going to tell you why I'm talking about it during production. If you're lucky enough that in pre-production, you will be in contact with everyone working on your movie, then you can print these templates out, fill in the blanks, give them to the individuals to sign and date before production starts. Now, if you're like me, you didn't meet 3/4 of your cast and crew until day one. So just add that to the list of things that I had to do during production. But it's okay. You can do it. It's no big deal. Do it at lunchtime. You can fill out, once you get your cast and your crew set, you can print out these templates, these contracts, fill in the blanks, and then, no big deal. Lunchtime. Everybody's kicking it. Just go through, put the contract in front of the person, say, hey, here's your contract. Can you sign it and date it for me? Easy breezy. Or you can delegate it. If you're lucky enough to have some kind of a line producer or some kind of a producer other than yourself, then let them do it. But please, these contracts are very important. You know, even if you don't plan on your movie being distributed or any kind of exhibition whatsoever, and you're just going to put your movie on YouTube or Vimeo, you still need these contracts signed and dated by everybody. If there's any chance that you're going to make money off of your film, you need to have these contracts signed and dated for everybody. Okay, let's just say you're going to make your movie and just throw it up on YouTube. No big deal. Still got to do it. You're not going to make any money from YouTube. Still got to do it. Because some people don't want their name or image on the internet. Regardless of if you're making money off of it or not, they're very private individuals and they don't want their shit out in cyberland. So ideally, get this all taken care of in pre-production. But more often than not, there's going to be some people you're not going to meet until day one of production. So just be prepared. Have the contracts printed up, names filled in, pay filled in, all ready to go. And then just present them to the people with the contracts so they can sign and date them. Day one, day two, day three. You know, you actually have all of production to get these things signed. It's no big deal. But it's a very big deal if you don't do it. And then somebody decides they're going to sue your ass. That little contract can turn into a very big deal. And that's the last thing you want. These contracts protect you legally, but they're also very important if you're going to seek out distribution. Remember last season, I told you the first two questions that a distribution company is going to ask you is, do you have waivers, i.e. contracts, signed by everybody involved in the production? And two, do you have behind-the-scenes video, behind-the-scenes stills? Because we need that for marketing. If you make a movie and your goal is distribution, you must have these contracts signed and dated by everyone involved. And don't forget the on-set photographer. Take lots of pics and lots of videos, interviews, behind-the-scenes footage of you working as a director, working with the actors, blah, 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 whatever. Keep that in mind, please. All right. Like I said, this is a hit and run episode. Y'all have a great week. And remember, be a lion, not a sheep. Later.